Morning.
早安。
You don't know what a great joy it is for me to be standing in front of you this morning.
你们可能想象不到，我站在你面前觉得非常的高兴。
Our lives have been intertwined with the Chinese people for a long time.
我们的生命跟中国人结合在一起相当一段长的时间了。
95 years ago, my father left Germany to come to China as a missionary.
95年前，我的父亲离开德国，到了中国，成为一个宣教士。
And he first worked in the province of Guizhou.
他起先在贵州那个地方服侍。
It was very hard work.
非常辛苦的工作。
Never had any missionaries been in that area.
从前没有宣教士到那边过。
And everywhere he went to preach the gospel, he had to walk by foot.
他每要去宣教的地方，他都需要走路过去。
Sometimes 50, sometimes 70 li every day.
每天要走50到75里路。
And then he would preach the gospel.
然后他就宣讲神的道。
A few people believed.
有少数的几个人相信了。
But my father never saw this many people as we have here ever in one place who are believers.
但是我父亲从来没看到这么多的信徒在聚在一个地方。
And if my father were here today,
如果父亲今天站在这里，
he would greatly rejoice.
他一定会非常的喜悦。
But he's in heaven looking down, and he's rejoicing there.
但是我父亲现在在天堂，他从上面往下看，看到他一样非常的喜悦。
And over 60 years, I followed in his footsteps.
有将近60年的时间，我跟随我父亲的脚步。
And I love the Chinese people.
我爱中国人。
But somehow they don't give me a Chinese passport, even though I was born there.
但是我没有中国护照，甚至我是在中国出生的。
Maybe I can ask President Xi Jinping to make an exception.
也许我可以问习大大帮我一个例外。
But it's good to be here.
但是很高兴能够站在这里。
Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 48, please.
请大家把圣经换到以赛亚书的第48章。
And we'll look at just two verses, verse 17 and 18.
我们今天只看两节经文，17节还有18节。
This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches youWhat is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go.
耶和华你的救赎主，以色列的圣者如此说，我是耶和华你的神，教训你，使你得益处，引导你所当行的路。
This is the first time in 2018 that I have an opportunity to speak to you.
这是2018年以来我第一次有机会跟大家说话。
And I'm grateful for the invitation that I have to come here.
我很高兴你们邀请我来到这里来。
And whenever we start a new year, it's a good time for reflection.
每当我们重新一年开始的时候，是一个机会让我们自我审省一番。
As we look back over the past year, what is it that we have learned from it?
如果我们回顾过去一年，有哪些事情是我们学到的呢？
And as you look forward into this year that actually just started a month ago, what is it that you expect from it?
那如果想想刚开始的这一年，你期望哪些事情呢？
I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions.
我不是讲新年新愿望这些事情。
Because you make them one day and you break them the next day.
我们通常新年新希望今天立的，明天可能就忘了。
But I'm asking you to seriously consider what is itThat you expect to come out of this year that you're in now.
我希望大家能够慎思，你今年你期望有什么事情好的事情发生？
What do you want to see change in your life?
你想有什么样的改变呢？
And I'm sure that if we really want to be honest with ourselves, all of us would have that same desire.
如果我们诚实自己讲的话，每个人心里深处都想有些改变。
All of us as followers of the Lord Jesus, we want to grow.
我们这些跟随耶稣的人，我们都想成长。
And I'm sure that we desire that God would give to us that which is very best for us.
我们也希望神把最好的赐给我们。
We want to learn from the failures of the past.
我们希望从过去一年中的失败中学习。
We don't want to make the same mistakes again.
我们不要重蹈覆辙。
We want to see progress in our lives.
我们希望我们的生命有所进展。
And down deep in our hearts, there's a hunger and a thirst for more.
在我们的心里，我们一个饥渴，希望能够有更多更好的。
You know, even Jesus said, "Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled."
耶稣说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
That's what we want.
这是我们想要的。
But how do we get it?
我们如何能得到呢？
I think that is always the critical question that we need to ask.
我们应该仔细地问我们自己这个问题，如何得到这些呢？
You know, on New Year's Eve, I was reading in my computer, something that was written on Facebook.
在除夕夜的时候，我在看这个脸书上面，上面朋友，贴的文。
How many of you use Facebook?
你们当中多少人用脸书的呢？这么少，不会吧？应该不要客气哈。
Only a few people.
这么少人用吗？
Must be only the older generation is reading. The younger does not read anymore.
对，只有老一点人才去读脸书的哈。
But I read it.
我读到。
Lots of friends.
很多朋友在脸书上面。
And I read this one article by a lady that I had known ever since she was a little girl.
我在上面看到一边贴的文，是我一个是一个女士，我从小就认识的。
And because I knew her, what she said really struck in my heart.
因为我认识她，所以她写的这些东西让我心里有很深
的感触。And I wrote it down, and I want to share that with you this morning.
我把它写下来了，我想跟你们分享。
She said, "So I'm reading everyone's posts about 2017 with mixed emotions."
我看到很多人在他们的贴文关于2017年，我心里百感交集。
2017 was a rough one for me, the hardest of my life.
2017年是很艰难的一年，事实上是最痛苦的一年。
I'm glad it's ending.
我很高兴2017年终于结束了。
But with it also goes some of my hopes and dreams that I had to put aside.
因为跟着2017年的结束，也是我的梦想跟期望就只好搁置一下子了。
But I also need to acknowledge that beauty has come into my life.
但是我必须承认，有些美好的事物在我生命中发生。
I am closer to my family than I have ever been.
我跟我的家庭更亲密了。
How blessed I am.
哇，真的是一个是福的，我是有福的人。
I have rekindled old friendships and made many new ones.
我跟一些老朋友搭上了线，也交了一些新朋友。
Some of the most amazing men and women.
一些很不寻常相当棒的人。
People I respect and admire and am grateful to have in my life.
这些是我敬佩、我仰慕的人，我很高兴有他们在我的生命中。
People are helping me grow and heal.
人们帮助我成长，也帮助我医疗我自己。
Most importantly, it's the year that I turned my prodigal heart around and decided to come back to my faith.
是这一年我以我这个浪子的心回转回来，回到神这边。
A broken 2017 taught me that in my darkest hour, the one thing I always have is Jesus.
这看似破碎的2017年教导一件事情，就是在最黑暗的时候，我还是继续有主耶稣。
And that is enough.
那对我就足够了。
So maybe 2017 wasn't horrible after all.
想起来2017年也许并不那么坏。
The sadness had to happen so that the beauty could follow.
这些忧伤的事情是会发生的，但是随后有美丽的事情跟着来。
And for this reason, I will close2017 with a grateful heart.
因此，我以感恩的心来结束2017年。
This young lady had gone through a very tough time.
这位年轻的女士经过了一个艰难的时间。
She had been born and raised in Brazil.
她是在巴西成长长大的。
She had been adopted by some missionaries.
她被宣教士收养。
She came to the States, got a fine education.
她来到了美国，接受很好的教育。
Then started to work.
然后开始工作。
She got involved in a very difficult marriage situation.
他在婚姻当中经历一些难处。
And it got worse all the time.
有时候变得很坏。
Very abusive, and finally it ended in divorce.
受到很多的家暴，所以最后他就离婚了。
And that was last year.
那是去年发生的事情。
A few months later, after visiting a doctor,She found that she was just riddled with cancer.
几个月之后，她去看医生，发现自己有了癌症。
She said 2017 was the worst year in her life.
她说2017年是我人生最悲惨的一年。
But God used that.
但是神使用了她这一年。
He pulled her back to himself.
她把自己重新再建立起来。
She listened to his voice.
他听神的声音
and he allowed beauty to follow all of this pain.
神让这些痛苦之后有美好的事情随着来。
Let's read what the scripture says.
我们来读读看这个经文在说些什么。
48:17 in Isaiah says, I am the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
17节说，我是耶和华你的救赎主，以色列的圣者如此说，我是耶和华你的神。
And I'm teaching you what is best for you.
教训你，使你得益处。
Now this was written 2700 years ago by the prophet Isaiah.
这是2000多年前以色列的先知以赛亚写的。
And he had a message from God to his own people, the people of Israel.
他有神来的信息要给以色列人。
God had chosen that people among all the peoples in the world to be his own people.
神在万民当中选择了以色列人作为他的子民。
And that is a calling that is still here today.
这是神对他们的呼召，到今天仍是如此。
Why did God choose Israel?
神为什么选以色列人呢？
Why did he choose China?
他为什么不选中国人呢？
Why doesn't he choose America?
为什么不选美国人呢？
Because God wanted to use that little people.To show who he was.
因为神要用那小小的民族来彰显他是谁。
He wanted to reveal to the whole world what kind of a God he is.
他要向全世界人显明他是怎么样的一位神。
A God of power.
他是一个有大能力的神。
A God of forgiveness.
他是神有奇妙恩典的神。
A God of mercy.
有恩慈爱的神。
A God of justice and holiness.
神有圣洁与公义。
All the character of God,
神所有的属性
His great love and mercy to us,
他伟大的爱跟他的慈爱
All of that is revealed in His relationship to the people of Israel.
神这些伟大的特质跟他在以色列关系中表现出来
And He wanted that to be an example for all the people in the world to see.
他用以色列作为一个例子，让全世界的人，不同的人都可以看到
And as we read history,
我们如果读历史
we can understand a little bit about what Israel, that nation, has gone through.
我们多少可以了解这个以色列这个小的国家经历多少的事情。
And God wants us, as we read the scriptures, to learn from the people of Israel.
神要让我们读圣经当中关于以色列的事情来学到这些功课。
You know, one of the great benefits of reading the Old Testament.
你知道读旧约一个很大的好处。
Is that it was written to teach us.
他用写来教训我们的。
We're not reading it just for information.
我们不是读来读的讯息而已。
We're reading it because God wants to teach us through what is written here in the Old Testament, how he dealt with the people and how he wants to deal with us.
神在圣经里面写这些事情是要告诉我们他如何跟以色列人交往、交应。他也要来告诉我们他如何来教导我们。
As Isaiah began to write this book,
当以赛亚开始写这本书的时候
in the second verse of the first chapter,
在第一章的第二节
he says, Hear, O heavens,
他说天啊听啊
Listen, O earth,
地啊你要听啊
I, the Lord, have spoken,
我是神我在说话
See what he says in here, this is what the Lord says,
这是耶和华你的神所说的。
What you're hearing here is not the voice of Isaiah.
你听到的并不是以赛亚所说的。
What you're hearing this morning is not what I am saying.
你今天在这边听到的并不是我所讲的。
This morning I want you to listen to the voice of God speaking.
今天早上请你听神来告诉你。
I, the Lord, have spoken to you.
我是你的神，我在如此说。
He is the great creator.
他是一个伟大的创造者。
He's the one that says, I am Jehovah, the God of all.
他说我是耶和华，我是所万地的主。
I am the holy God.
我是以色列的圣者。
Who requires people to walk according to my will and my commandments.
我要所有跟随我的人跟循我的话，遵守我的命令。
But I'm also the God of love and forgiveness.
但是我也是蛮有慈爱有恩典的神。
In fact, I love you so much that I'm even sacrificing my own son for your sin.
因神如此爱我们，他甚至将他的儿子赐给我们，为我们牺牲。
And I'm speaking to you.
我在为你说话。
You see, our whole life needs to have a center.
我们的生活当中必须要有一个重心。
Our life can never revolve around just ourselves.
我们的生活当中并不是要让事情围着绕我们来转。
It must revolve around Jesus Christ as the very center of our life.
而是要以耶稣基督作为我们生活的中心，绕着他做。
How much of our lives we're concerned about what we want?
我们生活当中多少时候我们常常想到我要什么呢？
What do I like?
我喜欢什么呢？
What is attributing to my comfort?
哪些让我觉得舒适呢？
But you know,When we put ourselves in the center, then we have lost perspective.
但是你知道，当如果我们把我们自己放在生活当中，我们就迷失人的重点了。
We are concerned about our own livelihood, our own health, our own comforts.
我们常常想到我们自己的好处，我们的健康，我们的舒适。
But when we take our eyes off God, then we have lost perspective.
但是如果我们把我们的眼睛从神离开之后，我们就失去了那个重点。
You know, I've had a lot of conversations with young people as they're ready to go to college.
有时候跟一些要去读大学的孩子们说话。
And I generally ask them, when you go to college, what are you going to study?
我常常问他们说，你去大学你想读什么啊？
Now, if they're Chinese, I don't really have to ask that question.
如果他们是中国孩子们，我通常不要问。
Because it's either electrical engineering or computer science.
他们不是读电机吗？就读计算机。
But when I ask them that question, I say, why did you choose that?
我常常问他们说，那你为什么选这个专业呢？
And they generally say, because I like it.
他们常常讲说，因为我喜欢读这个东西。
It has a good future as far as my livelihood is concerned.
将来有前展，所以对我的生活会比较好一点。
And then I ask him another question.
那我就问他另外一个问题了。
Before you chose that major, did you ever ask God what He wanted you to study?
当你想选择这个专业的时候，你有没有问问神呢？
And they look at me as, why do you ask that?
他们问我说。哎，对啊，你为什么问这个问题呢？
What does God have to do with what I study in university?
神跟我要在大学里面读什么专业有关系吗？
See, doesn't that show we are so concerned with what we want, what we like, that we very easily can leave God out of that picture?
你看，我们如果常常只记得想到我们想要什么时候，我们常常把神放到我们的生命以外了。
Why are you here?
你今天早上在这里吗？为什么呢？
God has a purpose.
是有个目的的。
God has a purpose for every one of us.
神对每个人都有一个目的。
And we need to be very careful that we don't choose our own purpose, but that we follow the purposes of God.
我们要注意，不要自己去选择我们生活的目的，
你
要去想想看神要做什么。
David, the king of Israel, was a great king.
大卫是以色列一个很伟大的王。
He was a great warrior.
他是一个伟大的战士。
He was a great ruler.
他是一个伟大的统治者。
But he also had great weaknesses.
但是他有很大的弱点。
But you know, the Bible says about David at the end of his life,
当圣经如何说的，这个大卫一生终结的时候如何说他的呢？
That he was a man after God's own heart.
他是合神心意的人。
And why was that?
为什么呢？
In Acts 13:36,It says, when David had served the purposes of God in his generation, then he died.
使徒行传十三章说，大卫在世的时候遵行神的旨意，他就睡了。
David did not have his own purpose.
大卫他的生活当中没有他自己想做
的目的。 The ultimate purpose of David's life was saying, Lord, you have a purpose for my life, and that is what I'm going to follow.
大卫的想法是，神，你对有所旨意，那就是我该做的事情。
And all of us are here to fulfill God's purpose for our lives this year.
我们今天在这里就是想来学习，想要做神要我们所寻的旨意，在今年当中我们做哪些事情。
And as we begin this new year,
当我们开始2018的时候，
I hope that we can make this commitment this morning.
我希望我们能如此交托我们自己，向神交托。
Lord, I want you to place you into the center of my life for this year.
神啊，求你把你放在我生活的重心。
And I want to fulfill that purpose that you have given me life for right now.
我愿意履行你在我生命当中的旨意。
And I want to make this a daily commitment to you.
我要每天都要有这样的意志来做这些事。
And the best time to make it is early in the morning.
最好是每天早上起来提醒自己这件事情。
What's your first thought in the morning?
你每天醒来第一件想到的事情是什么呢？
I hope this will become your first thought.
我希望每天你想到的是，你向神承诺说，我要执行你的旨意。
You might say, oh, I'll forget that.
哦，太难了吧。
But if you really make this a commitment to him, the Lord will remind you.
但是如果你向神承诺的话，神会每天提醒你的。
He will remind you tomorrow morning. That's the first thought that needs to be in your mind.
神会提醒你每天早上你醒过来的时候就想到。
Lord Jesus, I want you to be the center of my life this day.
主耶稣，我希望今天你是我生活的中心。
Are you willing to make that kind of a commitment?
你愿意做这样的承诺吗？
If you do,
如果你愿意，
2018 is going to be a much different year than the last year.
2018年对你而言将会是与去年非常不同的一年。
Notice what this passage says.
我们来看看这个经文说了什么。
This is what the Lord says.
这是耶和华说的。
Your Redeemer,
你的救赎主说的。
The Holy One of Israel,
这是以色列的圣者说的。
I am the Lord your God,
我是耶和华你的神。
Who teaches you what is best for you,
教训你，使你得益处。
Now all of us have to make decisions every single day, don't we?
我们每天做很多的决定。
There are some big decisions we need to make,
有时候是很大的决定。
And there are some little decisions, many of them that we make each day.
每天我们做很多也许是小的决定。
And for all of those we need God's wisdom.
事实上做每一件决定我们都需要从神来的智慧。
You know the scripture says, there is a way that seems right unto a man.
Sorry.
The scripture says, there is a way that seems right to a man.
哦，在人看来好像是好的是一条路。
But it says, but the end of it are the ways of death.
但是结局是引到死亡的路。
And it's, we are in a sense incapable of making the right decisions if we just follow our own guidance.
如果我们纯粹只是按照我们自己的想法来做的话，我们实在是没有能力做好的决定。
And that's why we need to ask God every single day, God give me wisdom to make the right decisions.
所以每天我们要上求神，向神求智慧，帮助我们做好的决定。
Help me to speak the right words.
帮助我说得体的话。
Have the right attitudes of our heart.
从我们的心里做出好的表现出来。
And what is really the best thing that can happen to us?
什么对神对我们是最好的呢？
Now this is, the Lord says, I will teach you.
神说我会教训你。
Now he's making a huge promise to us at this point.
神向我做一个极大的应许。
He says, if you trust me,
如果你信任我，
I will teach you what is best for you.
如果你相信我要教训你，使你得益处。
And you know, sometimes when God chooses something for us, we don't understand it.
但是我们想想看，有时候你神帮我们决定的，我们不一定会了解。
Because God's ways are higher than our ways.
因为神的道高于我们的道。
His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
他的思维高过我们的思念。
And so God will sometimes lead us even in ways we do not understand.
神有时会临到我们，我们觉得 不了解的，为什么到这里？
And this is where faith comes in.
这是为什么信心需要重要。
Faith is trusting that God will lead us and give us what is best for us.
相信神，神会给我们最好的，领我们到最好的地方。
Do you really trust Him for that?
你相信神吗？
Or do you think you have to give God a helping hand?
或是你觉得你应该偶尔帮帮神呢？
You know, the scripture tells us that God had made a huge promise to Abraham.
你知道神，圣经里面讲说神向亚伯拉罕做一个极大的应许。
He says, I will bless you.
我要赐福给你。
And nations will come from you.
万国要从你而出。
And the whole world will be blessed through your offspring.
万国因由你来赐福给他们。
But Abraham had no children.
亚伯拉罕没有子孙啊。
He had no children.
他没有小孩啊。
And he got older and older and older.
他越来越老了。
He was even older than I am.
他甚至那时候都比我现在还老。
And God had made a promise to him.
神告诉他说，要让有你的后代让万福得福。
And finally, his wife said to him, "We need to help God out a little bit."
最后，他的妻子莎拉说，我们帮帮神吧。
Why don't you marry my maid, and then you can have children through her?
你为什么不跟我的使女夏甲生个儿子呢？
That wasn't God's plan.
那并不是神预备的。
But that was Abraham's plan.
也不是亚伯拉罕的。
Well,
但是亚伯拉罕要做的。
He had a son.
他有个儿子。
His name was Ishmael.
叫以马叫 Ishmael.
Do you know the descendants of Ishmael?
你知道 descendants 的Ishmael 是谁吗？
All of the Arab nations in the Middle East.
是那些阿拉伯国家，中东的阿拉伯国家。
Who is the greatest enemy of Israel today?
以色列最大的敌人是谁呢？
There you have a problem, don't you?
你看到这边有个问题吧？
God wanted to give Abraham and Isaac.
神要给亚伯拉罕以撒。
And he did.
而且神做了。
When he was 100 years old.
当亚伯拉罕一百岁的时候
，See, it's so important that we choose to believe God when He promises us something, even if we don't understand what He does.
你看这多重要！我们应该相信神要我们做的事情。
How does God teach us?
神如何教导我们呢
？Number one,
第一件事情
，He teaches us through His Word.
神告诉我们要我们读他的话。
This is the greatest way of how God teaches us what is best for us in our lives.
读圣经是最好了解神要教训我们使我们得益处的。
Because God never chooses anything for us that is contrary to the word of God.
神要给我们的不会跟他在圣经里面所讲的背道而驰。
And that's why it's so important that we spend daily time in this book.
是为什么每天花一些时间读圣经很重要
？You know, the Bible is a different book than any book that we have in this world.
你知道圣经跟我们世上所读的很多书是非常不一样的。
It's a living book.
它是一本活的书。
Why?
为什么
？Because it speaks.
因为圣经说话。
And who is speaking?
谁说话呢
？God is speaking.
是神在说话。
And if God wants to get a message to me or to you, He generally uses His Word.
如果神要跟你说些什么话的话，他通常用圣经。
Even as you read His Word,
就像你读他的话。
God has an ability to take this word and speak and make it relevant to our own hearts.
神常常在你读的时候，让你心里有所领受。
We read the Bible not to get more information.
我们读圣经不是为读更多的知识。
We read the Bible so we give God an opportunity to actually speak to us every day.
我们读圣经，所以神可以向我们说话，每天这样子做。
And when I open the Bible,
当我打开圣经
I must expect to hear God speak.
我必须期待能够听到神跟我说话。
Is that our experience?
这是我们的经验吗
？If it isn't, this is where we begin.
如果你通常没有这经验的话，现在就开始这样子。
Then God speaks to us through His Holy Spirit.
让人透过他的圣灵来向我们说话。
Jesus had spent 3 years teaching His disciples.
耶稣花了3年的时间来教导他的门徒。
Then He went back to heaven.
然后他升天到天堂去了。
And before he went, he says, "I will send you my Holy Spirit."
当耶稣升天之前，他说我会送一个保惠师来。
He will be at your side 24/7.
他会在常常与你们同在。
He will be there all the time.
一直都与你们同在。
And he called him the Spirit of Truth.
耶稣说他是真理的灵。
And he said he will guide you into all truth.
他会引导你们进入真理。
What a tremendous promise!
哇，多好的应许！
At our side, constantly there is the Holy Spirit.
在我们的周围，多随时都有圣灵与我们同在。
And he will show you which way to go.
他会引导你当行的路。
What decision to make?
做什么样的决定？
How does he do it?
神怎么做的呢？
He speaks to our conscience.
神告诉我们自己的心。
He tells us exactly when we do the right thing and when we do the wrong thing.
他让我们心里知道什么时候我们做对了，什么时候我们做错了。
He gives us new thoughts.
他给我们新的想法。
He guides us.
他引导我们。
Thirdly,
第三者
God teaches us what's best for us through mature Christian friends.
神让属灵生命成长的朋友们来告诉我们。
God uses mature Christians to counsel us.
神让有灵命成长的人来引导我们。
Often we don't have the right perspective. We only see our own situation.
有时候我们看一件事情的时候看不到全貌，我们常常只看到我们自己心里看到的部分。
We need the help of other friends to speak into our lives.
我们需要朋友们来向我们说话。
And that's why the book of Proverbs tells us.That the man who is open to counsel is a wise man.
所以箴言说，一个人如果愿意接受规劝的话，是一个有智慧的人。
And fourthly, God speaks to us, especially when we go through painful experiences in our lives.
第四样是神有时候用苦难来向我们说话。
I'm sure that there are some people sitting here this morning.And you're going through some very painful experiences.
我相信今天在座的有些人在经历痛苦中。
You're hurting.
你受到伤害。
And there is always that question comes up, why is this happening to me?
你一定会有这个问题，为什么这件事情发生在我身上？
This morning, may I suggest you another question?
今天早上让我提醒你，也许你可以问另外一个问题。
God, what are you saying to me?
神啊，透过这件事情，你在向我说什么？
I read you about this lady in Facebook.
我刚才跟你们分享了我在脸书的这位朋友所贴的文章。
And in her greatest pain.
在那最大的痛苦当中，
She heard the voice of God.
她听到神的声音。
And God showed her what was best for her.
神告诉她什么是最好的。
You know, when you read the scriptures,
当你读圣经的时候，
they are filled with illustrations of that truth.
圣经里面有非常多描述这件真理的事。
We have the story of Job in the Old Testament.
我们有约伯的故事。
We lost everything.
丧失了很多事情。
And God allowed it.
神准许他承受这些苦难。
But when he was at this point of need in his life, it says God spoke to him through the storm.
在他最需要的这些痛苦当中，神在风暴中与他说话。
Look at Joseph and his sufferings.
看看约瑟所受的痛苦。
Being sold by his own brothers into slavery.
他被他的兄弟卖了，成为奴隶。
But God had a plan.
但是神对他有极大的计划。
He wanted to see him exalted in Egypt to become the savior of his own people.
神要让在埃及做大，将来成为以色列的一个救者。
Look at David's life.
看看大卫的生命。
The apostle Paul's life.
看看保罗。
We see again and again that it is often through great pain that God gets a message through to our lives.
我们看到这些的例子，在一些苦难当中，神来告诉我们一些真理。
God shouts to us through our pain.
在苦难当中，神向我们大声呼喊。
And the more we listen to God's voice, the clearer it is to recognize it.
如果我们常常倾听神的话，当神跟我们说话的时候，我们就容易认出来了。
So here's another commitment that I ask you to make.
我希望另外一件大的承诺，你愿意做。
This can become the year when you commit yourself to saying, "Lord, I want to listen to your voice."
让我们让这一年当中，我们把自己交付给神，说：“神啊，我要听你的声音。”
Whether it comes through your word,
从读拜布，从圣经读你的话。
Whether it comes through the Holy Spirit,
从圣灵来提醒我们。
Whether it comes through friends and people that I honor and love,
从属灵的朋友当中。
Whether it's through painful experiences,
或是从苦难的经历当中
Lord, allow me to hear your voice.
神啊，求你让我听见你的话。
And finally, it says here,
最后他说
I'm not only the one who teaches you what is best for you, but who directs you in the way you should go.
神说我不但要教训你使你得益处我还要引导你所当行的路
All of us need direction for our daily lives, don't we?
我们每天都需要有方向指引我们
Because we want to fulfill God's purposes
因为我们要寻求神我们要履行神的旨意
And in Proverbs we read that if we acknowledge him in all of our ways he will direct our paths
箴言三章有句话说在你一切的所行的事上你要认定神他就引导你的路
If we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Lord
如果我们相信神是我们的主
He is our master, we want to follow him
他是我们的主我们要跟随他
If that's what our commitment is then he says I will direct your path
如果这是我们向神的承诺神说我会引导你当行的路
I remember the timeWhen God redirected our lives from leaving Taiwan missionary work to go to Brazil to do missionary work.
我可以回想当神引导我们离开台湾的事工到巴西去。
And then after Brazil, God directed us to Germany.
然后从巴西再到德国。
And then from Germany to Africa.
然后从德国到非洲。
And then from Africa back to China.
从非洲又回到中国。
You say, how did you know?
你怎么知道神要你做这件事？
Why did you go all over the place?
你怎么跑来跑去？你怎么知道要这样子呢？
You know, every time we were making a decision, God directed us through His Word.
每次我们做这样重大的决定的时候，神用圣经的经文来告诉我们。
No, the Bible doesn't say there's Taiwan and there's Germany and there's Brazil or Africa. It doesn't mention those names, does it?
当然，圣经里面没讲到台湾、德国这些字眼。
Just like the Bible doesn't mention Apple or Google or anything like that.
当然，圣经里面没有讲 Apple 跟 Google， 对不对
？But you know in your heart exactly what God is saying to you.
但是，当我们读这些经文的时候，我们非常的清楚神在说什么。
And what a wonderful assurance that when we follow God, when we are committed to Him, He will show us exactly the way to go.
这是多大的恩典！当神告诉我们当如何行的时候，我们知道刚真的是如何行。
But we need to be fully surrendered to Him.
但是我们必须要顺服神。
And anyone that is fully surrendered will enjoy the blessing of getting God's direction for his life.
一个真正愿意顺服的人，一定会得到神所要引导你当行的路。
Now, sadly, as a nation today, we have forsaken the ways of God.
但是很可惜的，美国这个国家已经偏离神了。
We are destroying ourselves from the inside.
从美国的内部，我们在开始败坏我们自己的国家。
But we all, like sheep, we have gone astray.
我们就像迷羊走失了。
I remember Ronald Reagan once saying that if we ever forget that we are a nation under God, then we have gone under.
我记得雷根总统曾经讲过这句话：“如果我们不是一个认主啊的一个团结的国家的话，我们这国家就要开始衰败了。”
Last year I was in Jerusalem.
去年我在耶路撒冷。
And as I was coming down from the Mount of Olives, we stopped to see over the city of Jerusalem.
当我从橄榄山下来的时候，我看到耶路撒冷在那个地方。
Jesus had walked that same way.
耶稣在2000年前也走过这条路。
When he was there, he stopped.
耶稣 走教堂的时候，他停在那边。
And he started to weep.
他开始哭泣。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭泣说。
And he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem."
耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
You who kill the prophets.
你杀害先知们。
And you stone those who are sent against you.
你用石头打那些差遣到你这里来的人。
How often have I longed to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings?
多少次我想把你们聚集过来，好像母鸡把小鹰放在翅膀下。
But you were not willing.
但是你们不愿意。
What terrible words! You were not willing.
这是多可惜的话，你们不愿意。
You know, after verse 17, look at verse 18.
17节之后盖18节
It says, If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea.
圣愿你素来听从我的命令，你的平安就如河水，你的公义就如海浪。
If only we paid attention to his words.
圣愿我们素来听神的命令。
That little phrase holds the key to having peace in our hearts.
这个经文，这短短的经文，让我们心里能够有确据。如果我们听神的话，
if we pay attention to Him,
如果我们素听神的话，
if we are willing to obey His voice,
如果我们愿意听从神的声音，
there will be a peace running through our whole lives like a river.
我们生活当中的平安就如河水。
A river that is bringing fruitfulness and life to the surrounding area.
带来和平喜乐的河水。
That's my prayer for you this year.
这是我对大家今年的期望。
Will you commit yourselves to putting God central in your life?
你愿意承诺把神放在你生活的中心当中吗？
Starting tomorrow morning.
明天早上开始。
Will you commit yourselves to actually listen to the voice of God as He speaks to you through His Word?
你承诺听神的话，当神向你说的诵经文来向你说话吗？
And will you commit yourself to surrender and saying, Lord, with everything I have, I want to follow you?
你愿意向神承诺说，主啊，所愿你要我做的事情，我愿跟随你。
Jesus said, Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
耶稣说，那些听我的话而且跟从的人有福了。
I want you to be blessed this year.
我要你们诸位都得到今年的福气。
Let's pray together.
我们来祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you speak to us.
天父，我们感谢你，你向我们说话了。
You are a speaking God.
主啊，你是说话的神。
Lord, we want to have ears to listen to your voice.
主啊，求你开我们的耳，能够听见你说的话。
And we want you to teach us what's best for us.
我们要求你来教训我们，使我们得益处。
We want you to direct our path.
我们求你引导我们当行的路。
And Lord, we want to surrender ourselves to you.
主啊，让我们来降服你。
You are our Lord.
主啊，你是我们的主。
And we want to be your followers.
主啊，我们要跟随你。
In the quietness of this moment, will you take time to make that commitment to Him?
那么安静的时候，主啊，在这安静的时候，我们来向神承诺说。
Will you say, Lord, that's what I need?
主啊，这是我需要的。
Lord, thank you for those who prayed.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们这些祷告的人。
Bless them, we pray.
主啊，求你赐福给这些prayer的人。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.